The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica.
And this is Shay.
And tonight we are live from the downtown Reading station at KCNR 96.5 FM. And tonight we have a special guest with us. Do we have David on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for joining us. David, we're going to go ahead and introduce him. David Ficini, I'm reading from your script here, is a super creative guy. You have quite a lengthy.
Well, I'm not scripting to say that. You're free.
He did not script this, I swear. He's a hands-on storyteller, a director, designer, fabricator, writer, producer, performer, filmmaker, animator, sculptor, stop-motion artist, and educator. And tonight we brought David on because he has done a pretty cool thing. He has produced a film that I'm going to go back to my notes for, called USA 2Z, a road trip film defining America. And the description says, amidst the unprecedented events of the past few years, he set forth on a mission to get a grasp on the divided country. Along the way, he interviewed folks with a game he made using word association from A to Z to get their story. One-on-one, friends and strangers, free from judgment. 48 states, 2 years, one van, ride shotgun with him on a cross-country adventure. So we're here to talk about the film tonight, and mostly because one of his stops was our good old hometown, Redding, California. So we want to talk a little bit tonight about the film. We have a trailer that we want to play for you, and then we're going to kind of talk about the history of David's experience and how he got to this point, what it was like making the film, what was it like meeting all of these people across the country, and hopefully specifically in Reading, since that's where we're at. So let's just go ahead and get started. David, you want to tell us about the trailer that we'll be watching?
You know, thanks for that intro. Yeah, essentially one of my favorite things to do in a theater is to kind of go in cold to something, and I will say that I did create a game piece that's based off of classic road trip bingo games, and I kind of put it more of an American spin on it. And as I crossed the country, there was people I met, there was people I knew, and I just sat down with them and played this game with word associations just to kind of get people's opinions, see what kind of commonalities we have. But other than that, I believe you wanted to play the trailer, and you're welcome to do so.
Is the game going to be explained in the trailer, or can I ask about it now?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we play it, and then we'll see what kind of questions we have.
Okay.
I hope the trailer is explanatory enough, but if not, then back to the drawing board.
Okay, all right, let's listen to the trailer of USA to Z. We're just having a technical difficulty.
How do you define the USA?
The surveillance state stalks us all day and night.
I bought a van, and for 2 years I traveled the 48 states in hope to define the U.S. A to Z by playing a word association game with folks from all walks of life to get their story.
Very intriguing, though. You got a lot of interesting choices here.
This is cute.
Thanks. Anything you want to know, just ask.
Greatest nation on earth.
Needs fixing.
This country is really so uptight.
Land of the free.
The price of everything is going up.
Guns are really stupid. Part of me wants to learn how to use a gun.
Police officers. You want to take a break for a second, all these kids?
Karens. I need your name!
That one's going to get me in trouble.
Whoever is named Karen, poor Karen.
My sisters and my stepmom are blonde, and I said blonde. That's so horrible.
I didn't mean it, guys.
Love you.
Mansplaining. I'm not sure I know what that is.
Can you tell me?
Am I waxing your pubes?
Music and art is my religion.
It's the worst game of telephone ever.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness, knocking on doors, and sorry if I woke you up on a Saturday.
Oh. Do it.
Thank God Ron DeSantis is our governor.
Jamie Foxx cut me in line in the voting place.
I was a Marine Scout. I never got hit, but I got fucked up in the head.
Oh, you mean like pornography?
Shouldn't be seen as a lesser art than other art.
Boys, girls, whips, chips, chains, dip.
That's going to the trailer.
Ride shotgun on a cross-country adventure.
These concepts are exciting.
Seeking community.
How long have you been homeless?
Maybe a couple years now.
Road testing the American dream.
Space Force? I love space.
And defining the U.S.
A to Z, right?
So many words I forgot to say.
Why did you come up with all these words?
U.S. A to Z.
All right, we're back.
You cut it a little short, but that's okay.
Oh, is it?
A little, yeah, that's okay. That's
okay.
All right.
All
you know,
right.
People can go to my website and see it in full, usatozfilm.com. And there's some visuals that don't read over the airwaves, but thank you for playing it.
Yeah.
Hey, David, just so you know, cuss words can't go on the air. I caught that one, luckily, with the button, but...
Thank
just
you.
So you know.
Gotcha.
So, also, we'll list it on our Facebook page and our Instagram. We'll go ahead and list the trailer in full there as well, so you can go to our page and listen, and it will also be in our podcast
awesome.
By Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about this game. How does it work?
So, essentially, if you're familiar, there's these road trip bingo games that you could get in general stores and some rest stops across the nation. And when I grew up, we would take a lot of road trips in the station wagon. My folks would throw these little cardboard games with sliding windows over little bingo options that you could play while you're driving. So if you saw like a fire truck, you could slide over a window. If you saw a stop sign, and if you got one in a row or a diagonal, then you win. And that's something, that was like the old school iPad, if you will.
Right.
So I kind of just have this kind of this romantic feeling about road trips and Americana and cross country travel. And as I embarked on this trip, I was just kind of thinking, like, how do I check my boxes, my bucket list? And I was thinking about what I wanted to do on the trip. And the thing that I really wanted to do was, especially in the light of like lockdown and everything, is like kind of see why are we so divided? Why are we buying into these black and white, good and bad camps?
Right.
And so the word association aspect kind of married itself to this game idea, and I was able to sit down with folks, and with word association, you kind of get people's reaction, but then you also witness their thought process. So as I traveled, it was interesting to see not only people saying things that might have been told to them and they're regurgitating it, maybe even believe it, but other times when people were saying something and then mid-thought, they might be like, no, actually, that's not what I think at all. And in the film, what I really enjoy doing is juxtaposing people who would maybe normally not consider themselves at all aligned in any aspect and show that, oh, this person, this non-binary person in New York has similar thoughts about politics as this conservative businessman in Florida. So... That was the impetus for me to kind of go around and really deconstruct these bubbles or these echo chambers that we buy into. So that's the long and the short of it.
I love this concept.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. So how did you find the people that you met up with?
You know, some people I knew, some people I hadn't spoken to in a long time, some people I... had a plan to try to connect with other people kind of came at me sideways. I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't talked to you. And then some people I just met along the way. One of the people that was the most interesting is named Jim Bush. And I met him in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, and he is a retired Marine vet who fought in Vietnam. And I was just wandering the town getting a repair on my van, and he was a car person, and as I was walking, he had this elaborate gallery called Dirty Boots, I believe it's called. And the reason it was called that is because as he was leaving Vietnam, he held on to his boots, and he even showed me the boots, and mud from Vietnam fell from those
wow.
boots as we, and he showed them to me. He's a very interesting guy. That it's like those are the connections that I was really kind of embracing, and they were all great connections, but he particularly really kind of set a tone for me. But yeah, I met about so many people that I wouldn't have otherwise had I just, you know, decided to not be in a van for 2 years.
Yeah. 2 years is a long time to be in a van.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing about van life and is how romanticized it is. And
right.
There's great moments of road trips, but then my dad always used to say, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. And
mm-hmm.
I think there's just like everything has a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 years that I decided to set forth, it was a good solid number to be like, okay, that's it.
All right. We are already at our first break, believe it or not. So when we come back, can we talk a little bit about your history, your experience, what led you to want to develop this story?
Definitely.
We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and Eric Wickstrom on Wednesday, August 14th, as they interview Todd Jones of the Reading Chamber of Commerce and find out the latest on what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce, business, and the forecast for the future. All of this Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I wanna run away from you, but I'm mesmerized by everything you do. I could drive so far away, but my ears are tuned to every word you say.
Hello, welcome back to KCNR, Shasta Unmasked. We have David on the phone with us. And David, did you catch our text about, can we play this game?
Sure. If you're able to access the game piece, the graphic, you could pull it up and we can play along if you'd like. You know, it's like, it's nice to go in cold. So
okay, we thought it would be fun.
Yeah. So while she's bringing that up, let's just talk a little bit. What brought you to decide that you were going to take this road trip across the country for 2 years and make this film?
So I'm born and raised in Chicago. I moved to the Bay Area, Oakland, in 2016 with my partner at the time. And she and I, we moved out here. We made some friends. And California culture is different than Midwest culture, especially back then. And one of the things I got to experience during lockdown was we, with some friends, went on an RV trip, something I've always wanted to do, but, like, couldn't even rent an RV in Chicago or the Chicagoland area of the Midwest in the time frame back then. It's kind of odd how it's now it's so ubiquitous. So when I came out here, I got the bug, and after that trip, I was like, I need to buy a van. I need to see more. Mm-hmm. Now, during COVID and everything, me and my partner and I, we decided to go our separate ways. We're on great terms, but then I was just like, what am I going to do? I was get a pretty good financial position enough to find this used van. I decided to get it fixed up as best I could, and then I just decided to travel a little bit. I figured, you know, money can come and go. It's a tool, but one thing that never comes back is time.
Sure.
Health, maybe. So I was just like, I'm gonna make the effort. I'm gonna connect with these folks I haven't seen, and I'm gonna check out this country.
Yeah,
you know,
I think COVID made us all kind of reassess where we were in life. Right? There's like the life before COVID and then life after COVID, and we all had to kind of look at each other and go, what is this all about? Okay.
Yeah, it is definitely like a thing that's just kind of a great reckoner. You know, really kind of gives you an idea of like, what are you doing with yourself?
Right. A wake-up call, a little slap in the face. Yeah, we kind of live in this bubble all the time where it feels like everything's going fine and normal. And then, something that was that life-changing for the world, not just locally, or, you know, we have family things that change our lives and personal things that change our lives. But to look at the world as a whole and go, like, wow, nothing like this had ever happened in my lifetime, for sure.
Yeah. It was interesting talking to my aunt because she was alive during the polio vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And the political climate around COVID and the political climate around polio seems to be so different. And, that could contribute to many different factors, but it was just interesting to see my family in Florida, how differently they would react based on their context. So it was one of those things that, you know, just take it all in, try to navigate the best you can.
Yeah. Well, there was no social media back when polio was
there was barely anything. Your media was your neighbor, you know, you had the radio.
My grandma was alive during then, and she's still alive, and during COVID, she couldn't comprehend why there was so much chaos surrounding it, because in the polio time, she told me the similar things happened. They shut down schools. There was small classes. Like, they'd have, she was telling me there was half kids in the morning, half kids at night. And when you saw the outcome and what was happening, it was just kind of a no-brainer as to the carefulness of how it was handled.
You know, the funny thing about all that is I really kind of attribute that to, I guess what you would say is the monetization of a philosophy, which I think you do that to anything and it's going to create a conflict of interest of motivation. Mm-hmm. And what I will say is back then, especially, Jonas Salk was like saying this vaccine is for everyone, it's for free. They didn't monetize it. And now we look at today where there was big monetization around pharma leading up to it.
Right.
Whether, you know, whatever side of the issue you are on, the pharma part of how COVID was administered, if you should take it or you should not take it, it's a different dynamic that exists in this country, and it's hard to navigate. And I can see, I have friends who are in pharma, and I have friends who are not, and it's like, it's interesting just to hear both sides, and you know, you do the best with what you got.
Yeah, very few people are trustworthy of the pharmaceutical industry, but it wasn't just...
But how many people are taking pills every day?
Right. But it wasn't it wasn't just the vaccine that was causing chaos either. It was just putting a mask on your face or washing your hands or using sanitizer. All of those things were so untrusted. It was politicized from the get-go.
I almost attribute that kind of dynamic. I think that, you know, there's introverted people and there's extroverted people, and there's kind of a spectrum. And I really feel like as an artist, as a creative, I could be introverted and not have a problem. Actually, lockdown was not a problem for me, but I know a lot of extroverted people who would feed off of that energy, and they had the hardest time, and I saw it. It's one of the reasons I think that mental health has had such a surge in people reaching out for therapy or even drugs, because that anxiety trigger is a very real thing for people who are not thinking they're thriving, and they're just trying to be in a survival mode.
Yeah, and then some people... I was just talking about this with a teacher the other day, and how during that time they really got used to being alone and at home and secluded, and still to this day are having a hard time getting back out to how they used to be. And they used to be more outgoing, and now they've kind of found like this resolve in hermiting.
Yeah, I can relate to both sides of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's trauma, and all we are as individuals are a collection of trauma and how much we have or have not worked through it.
Yeah.
You know,
darn.
That's a big spectrum.
That's depressing.
And the thing is, it makes you who you are, and the thing is, embracing it and figuring it out is like a real testament to like being in touch with who you are. And there's a lot of people who don't do that, and they just react versus kind of feeling it out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I do break down in my film is that I'm a storyteller. I've directed comedy. I've done animation. I worked for the government, and I break down the psychology or the human experience as it relates to story. And essentially, there's only two types of stories that exist. How to survive, which is kind of more ruled by our brainstem, if you will. I'm going to be using very simple terms. And then how to thrive, which is our upper brain. And it's a ping pong match. How much are we going to risk survival in order to thrive?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to get in this Uber car that I'm not sure about to meet up with friends for drinks? And, you know...
Risk assessment all the time. Yeah, I could see that.
And so, essentially, we are constantly telling those stories to ourselves. And sometimes... in COVID, where people were deciding to, you know, lock down, and they were having a hard time now maybe getting out, we sometimes conflate comfort with happiness. Now, your friend that you mentioned is having a hard time. Is she more comfortable because she's basically, like, calming her system, or is she happier? And they can be the same, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, I don't... He's a he.
Oh, look at that.
Well, that's this assumption in my mind. I apologize. I'm a middle-aged white man.
He said that he deals with struggles with that. So I'm assuming we didn't go into great depth, but we just shared our struggles in that regard. And, just basically that being more comfortable alone and at home and missing that, the outgoing, being around people.
I can tell you, as a teacher myself, I have seen the effects on my students. It's been tremendous. You know, when they had no choice but to go to school and socialize and be around their friends, and they didn't know any different, things just kind of progress naturally in the social concept. And then having... to be at home, or having the choice to be at home instead, a lot of them are choosing that route, even now, 4 years later. So
yeah, it's something to work through, and I think it's a real important thing that was one of the biggest battle cries during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you see it. It's you can't deny it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a good spot.
I guess the the political spin on it is the thing that I'm not necessarily a big fan on, because I feel like the more we're dividing ourselves on something that we can vastly agree upon, right, we are only infighting. We're not working towards solution. We are competing to be right. And what does that do? Okay, you're right. Now what? What is your solution?
Good point.
You know?
And on that, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back and talk about it. Thank you.
All right.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and Eric Wickstrom on Wednesday, August 14th, as they interview Todd Jones of the Reading Chamber of Commerce and find out the latest on what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce, business, and the forecast for the future. All of this Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Charlottesville, rolling down the interstate.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We are live in the Reading studio, KCNR 96.5 FM. We are about to play the game, and we're kind of excited. Shay and I are talking about it.
I have to ask you, though, why is there no Z on your
Wait,
radio?
Don't answer that yet.
No, don't answer it yet.
We want somebody to call in and play with us. So call 530-605-4566 to jump in and play this game with us real quick. Okay, go ahead, Shay.
I just wanted to know why there's no Z on the A to Z chart.
Well, you're going to have to watch the film to find
out.
Yeah,
this is a problem. We don't like it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I just want to give a quick shout out to you. It's like I've got some great musicians that you guys have been playing in for the film. And,
yes, I was just Steve saying Carcello, that.
Yeah, so Steve Carcello is he's my cousin, and he's a really great musician, and he had this song, So Many Words, that so applied to, like, he had written it such a long time ago, and I'm using that. And that other song that you just played, Red or Blue by Switchback, again, another great song that really fit in, and I'm just want to give a shout out to those guys because really it's like helping make this whole film kind of.
Yeah, I love it. I was rocking out to it.
Yeah, we
at the break.
Both of the songs were great.
Thank you for that.
So we just realized we can't actually have a caller did call in, and we just realized they can't hear you because you're on the other line. So, unfortunately,
well, you can play it with them. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's up to you how you want to do it. I don't know how the tech works on your end. So I don't know.
Well, I don't know how. I don't know how to play it. You have to teach us first. So let's go. Let's start.
Okay. So what I would do is I go up to somebody and I just say, look at the game piece, and it's from A to Y, as you've pointed out.
We posted it on our Facebook page, by the way. So if you want to go, if callers want to go check it out, you can go find the game piece.
Yeah. Right. Choose a row or a column, and you could say, you have to say at least one thing about what that means to you and how that affects you, you know, and it could be humorous, it could be deep, it could be whatever. So what I would say is it takes a while sometimes for people to choose a row or a column, but choose a row or a column and just go through it, like, kind of quickly, and just, and it, even if, you know, whatever it might be, just choose it and see what it yields.
Just like one at a time?
The whole column, or if you want to get bingo,
the whole idea is getting bingo. You don't have to do the whole thing, but if we wanted to do just one, as an example, there was a guy who's a police officer that is in the trailer that also has a food truck, and he was born in Mexico, got into the army, and then he became a photojournalist. So he chose the second row across, which was freedom, guns, history, immigration, and journalism. Mm-hmm. It applied almost directly to him.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting. The arrangement of this is from A to Z, but that row second across really spoke to his experience.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
So this could take a little while to kind of get into, but, you know. I mean, if you just, like, there's terms in there like mansplaining and Karens.
Yeah.
W is for war. C is for cars. Yeah.
And then we just
y
talk about each one.
Yeah, like, so, like, what do you, like, when you hear mansplaining, what's your first reaction?
Blech. I think of our board of supervisors.
there you go.
That's what I think of.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
And is that a positive thing?
No.
Or a negative thing?
Yeah.
You don't
want
to give that emotional word to it?
Yeah. It's not good. It's mansplaining to me is not it does not have a positive connotation to me. I feel like as a woman, that would be down talking to me if I was being mansplained mm-hmm. to.
To me, it would be like you thinking you know what you're talking about because you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to explain it to me because you know better.
Right.
And oftentimes that's not the case.
You know, like the evolution of these terms and how they stick, you know, there's a lot more other terms that I end up sitting down with and kind of getting into outside of the game piece, like cancel culture or woke. You know, these are more like newer terms that are being embraced or discarded, but they exist for a reason, and that's kind of like the evolution of the human experience. So I feel like these terms really speak to ourselves and, like, you know, your individual experience, but, it's an insight to folks. You know?
I think this would be fun to do in a classroom.
Yeah,
I have high school students, so I think it would be fun to see, like, just on first glance, what they think about, like, quality versus mm-hmm. equality. Very different, right?
Right.
Yeah, I like this.
And show the film.
And show the film. Well, is the F word in the film?
You know, this film is not censored, and there is some swearing in it. I will say this: I'm in a household with a 7-year-old, and she watched it, and she was with the trailer at least. She watched it, and she survived.
All right. Well, let's try to do this real quick, Jess. Okay. Pick a column.
Okay, I'm going to pick one down.
Okay, so the column down is America, freedom, Karens, politics, and United.
Right.
So America.
So is it just what I think about when I think of America?
There's no right or wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
You tell me,
I just talked.
Whatever you think.
Okay.
So
I think of America. I think of immigrants. I think of strong building of something. I also think of Native Americans being slaughtered.
Dark, man.
I think of slavery. I think of a lot of bloodshed. And I think about disappointment.
Great. Freedom.
Freedom. I think of your ability to say and do what you want without government interference, to somewhat, the chance to have opportunity if you choose.
Yeah. Karen's.
It's my favorite.
Oh.
Well, since you said mansplaining, the only thing we have to... You know.
Okay, Karen's. I think of women that haven't had much struggle in their life and are entitled.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. Politics.
Oh, God. Just that. Oh, God. Yeah. It makes me want to throw up.
All right. That's a great reaction. Yeah. United.
United is not happening right now.
Yeah.
United, I also think about, I always think about when I think about being united, the last time that our community here was united was during 2018, during the car fire, where we had a huge wildfire that burnt 900 homes here in town. And no matter what you thought or believed or what your politics were, everybody came together and helped each other and were truly united. And I feel like that was the last time we really were like that.
It's interesting. You know, again, going into the survival mechanism, getting rid of all that other stuff, finding out what we need to survive and then to thrive as a community. Sometimes these things that you would think are earth-shattering, especially like lockdown or something like that, that it brings out the best in people. And, you know, we realize that sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you did it. You played the game.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Now we know how. Your turn, Shay.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 over and down. So democracy, immigration, nation, slavery, and XXX.
Oh, okay. Go
there
ahead.
You go.
Careful with that XXX.
I know. I will be very careful with
yeah,
that one.
I already got yelled
the
at.
The producer is shaking his head at us. Yes, please.
You got yelled at. Okay. Democracy. I see democracy to me means open lines of communication. I feel like people have to be able to communicate for democracy to happen. Immigration, first thing that comes to mind is just complicated. I think there are so many gray areas. I feel like our country tries to make it black and white, like there's some solution that is just a rubber stamp, and I don't see that being the truth.
Right.
Nation. I think of unity. When I think of a nation, I think that everybody should be together. Like there should be a mission that we should all be working toward. And I feel like that's kind of lost. Slavery, I just think that that's a sad part of our history that should be taught. As a teacher, I think it's very important that we revisit our past. And XXX, I think people are too scared of what XXX means in our country. I think we are very uptight and very...
How do you feel about XXX?
Oh.
Because I'm hearing a lot of, like, great philosophy, but let's turn it inward a little bit.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I love this. Go. Turn it inward. How do I feel about sex?
And it could just be about a feeling. Like, what does it make you feel? Like, XXX versus sex. Is it the same? Is it different? You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think when I see XXX, that has kind of a negative connotation to it. It's like something that you're not supposed to see or do. And I think if we talk about sex more like biologically, it seems more acceptable. XXX seems like the naughty part of our biology.
Again, like I said it earlier, I mean, I relate to what you're saying. It's like I feel like there's a XXX feels more like the monetization of sex.
Yes.
And again, the monetization of anything is going to reduce it into this state that is, you know, it's a commodity more than, you know,
right,
a gift. Or
that was a quote that I recently saw from Noam Chomsky talking about capitalism. And how it is impossible to have ethical capitalism.
Right.
And that quote kind of stuck with me. I had to think about that. And And I think that's true. Like, as soon as you tie money to, and that's why, like, you know, a healthcare system that's monetized, obviously, it can't be ethical. You're trying to make money off of somebody's poor health.
It always comes down to the conflict of interest. Like, I was a board president for this artist community in Chicago for, like, 10 years. And it was interesting because the people who helped build the building also were living in the building, and there was definitely a perception of a conflict of interest. And there's a documentary on it called Artists in Residence. And it was one of those things that how, you know, this is the thing. It's like, I think the next phase of human evolution has to be an intentional effort to really kind of combat our instincts of survival and selfishness. And when we have that conflict of interest where we monetize something, you know, the idea of seeking community but versus just seeking for ourselves, that's like capitalism, again, is one of those things that inherently we want to self-serve, but we want it to serve the community. So we are at this total and opposite of serving the community versus serving ourselves when you monetize anything.
Right.
My dad was a Roman Catholic priest for 16 years, and he left the priesthood, and I grew up, you know, talking to him, and one of the things, he embraced the faith, but he had told me, and this is all, there's a book about it called Muldoon, A True Chicago Ghost Story, that we worked on together, and he would say to me, the most corrupt people you'll ever find are in the business of religion.
Mm.
Not to say that they all are, because I've met so many wonderful religious people.
Right.
My dad was actually knighted after he left the church because of how, like, he was well embraced. But there's people who will come along and they will take advantage of the system.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry to interrupt, but we do have to go to break again. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and Eric Wickstrom on Wednesday, August 14th, as they interview Todd Jones of the Reading Chamber of Commerce and find out the latest on what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce, business, and the forecast for the future. All of this Wednesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Shasta Unmasked. We're live at the radio station downtown Reading, KCNR 96.5 FM, and we're here in our last 10 minutes with David, producer of the film USA to Z.
Thank you. And one more shout-out. That last song track is by Chris Susswall, another talented friend of mine.
Perfect.
Great. Thank you.
We only have 10 minutes left, so we want to make sure we get out the information that we need to. That went by so fast. I feel like we could talk for another hour. So we do want to talk about your experience in Reading, maybe the first 5 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes, how about you tell us all about where to find the film and about your socials and your website and all that.
Great. So I have a friend, and when I came back, I stayed at his place in Reading after on the tail end of my journey. You know, it's interesting because people say California, you know, like they really paint it as very liberal. And what I will say is in Reading, you know, it's definitely a mixed bag. And I think in a lot of California, you'll find that dynamic for the most part. I really love Reading. It's beautiful. It's hot as hell.
Yeah,
it is. It is a heat that you wear that, like, you feel it on your shoulders as if there's extra gravity in Reading.
Uh-huh.
That's how it feels.
Yeah, we agree.
yeah, but I mean, beautiful town. I had so many great conversations with folks there. I love meeting people and, you know, hearing what they say, and also what they don't say is interesting, how people will be kind. So I will say, like, there's something that I experienced in Reading that I kind of like, in that I had respectful discourse with everybody I talked to in Reading. And I think one of the things that has gotten lost in what has been modeled in our political landscape is respectful discourse between folks.
Oh my gosh,
folks, you
know,
calling
the nail
names,
on the head. Yeah.
Being reductive, and then kind of falling into this toxicity of thought. And, you know, no offense to your advertisers, but, you know, this man up thing is really making me laugh at every commercial. It's just like, it's wonderful to be a man, that's great, but the idea is like, man up. I just love, like, that sound bite sounds so funny. It just is, I don't know. There's a lot of emotional charge to it.
we're giggling with you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you probably can't laugh that loud because I'm sure they're a paid sponsor, and I'm sure it's a great show. I just love, it's like, man up, we're going to talk about man things, like cooking. I was like, oh, okay. That's great. But anyhow, yeah, Reading was great. I met some great folks, but respectful discourse is what I experience with most people. Uh-huh. I understand that the culture living there is a little bit different. I've got some friends who are up there, and I hear things, and I've seen things. So, yeah.
Okay.
But I think Reading is an example. It's like we all live in our bubbles. We all live in as much as we think we don't. Like when I moved out to California, I was considered a Midwest conservative by a lot of folks in the Bay Area. You know, and in Chicago, I was considered this left coast liberal. And I think it's like I have a spectrum of thought. And I think the trouble of being in an area where we don't venture out to experience different things is that we think that the truth that applies to us is the truth that applies to everyone. Like, there are border issues. There are areas that weren't hit by COVID, and people who live in these immediate areas can speak more truthfully if they choose to about this thing, and let us trust that that's the dynamic. But the more we buy into this, it's this way or that way. It's like, let's invest in this thing and deconstruct what our preconceived notions are, because the talking points of that are being modeled for us are, you know, maybe not the absolute answer.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so where can we find all of your information?
And the film, where can we watch it?
Where can we watch it? Where can we see you?
The film is still it's still a work in progress that is slated to be out by the fall. And in the meantime, if you want to follow the development of the film and everything, you can go to USA2ZFilm.com. And remember, 2 is the number 2. Imagine a license plate, USA2ZFilm.com. There you'll find information on the film, a link to my socials there, and that's it.
And all of this will be on our Facebook page and our...
Right, and we'll keep in touch, and in the future, in the fall, when the film is released, make sure you
give us those details and we'll share it for you and make sure the listeners can know where to go to watch.
So yeah, I had a thought while we were talking, and we were talking about doing the word association and the word nation. And I want your perspective on this, because I feel like I said, I think a nation is mission-driven. That's what I think of. Like, we all have a goal together as a nation. Like, we all, it's something that we can all agree on together. It's our like, we need a mission statement. What would you say the United States mission statement would be if we had one?
Like I said, we need to deconstruct the camps that we are buying into.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that, you know, the famous song, All You Need Is Love, that's not true in my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can respect somebody but not have to love them. And if we can have respectful discourse and not compete for winning but compete to find the truth that will serve us all, then we could maybe dismantle these camps that we buy into. You know, identity politics is an unfortunate byproduct of indoctrination that we oppose, that we put upon ourselves by only going to certain news sources or only talking to certain people. Widen your circle. Have conversations with people you don't agree with. You're going to be wrong sometimes about your long-held beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have the strength of character to really put down your guard and really understand that we as a people are, despite what, you know, what we might think of everything else, all we really know is we have this one life to live, and time is running out for all of us as an individual and as a collective, and we should make this planet the heaven on earth that may or may not exist.
I love that. And in that vein, we thought we would reach across the aisle to some of our radio shows that they kind of
have opposite ideas.
Opposite ideas. They oppose kind of our
beliefs.
Our beliefs and our mission here. But we would like to reach across the aisle to them, and we'd like to send an invitation for them to come play this game with us.
To Nick Gardner. Hi, Nick. We know you're listening.
Nick. And who else?
Nathan Pinckney. Well, he's part of our beliefs, but we think he'd be a great candidate. Jenny and Benjamin Nguyen. Who else?
Darren.
You know, one of the things I love about
Darren
this game.
Oh, Darren Hale.
If
you're listening, we'd love for you to come in and play this game with us.
Yep.
One of the big things that I did with this game is, you know, asking questions and rather than giving answers, which was sometimes hard, but the idea is like one-on-ones, friends and strangers, free from judgment. Let's hold back on the judgment. You know, if we're talking about the tenets of religion, it's like to judge or to have pride. Let's really kind of think about, What does a real conversation have?
Oh, we're going to lose you. We are going to be cut off at 7 exactly.
Okay.
So let's wrap
all
it
right.
up. Do you have any more people you want to say thank you to?
Love it.
Zaldi Dingle's an amazing animator who's helped me with a bunch of stuff. Thank you very much. USA2ZFilm.com. Feel free to reach out, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We love this. This was so much fun.
Very insightful. Aside from the film, I feel like we've learned a lot, and I think your game is going to lead us down a path that'll be fun and hopefully healing for our community. So
Yay. Thanks
for coming, and take care. It was great having you.
I appreciate your time, and thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.